Today on In Spirit Radio, a visit with Josh Couric about a special event coming up in September.
Josh, welcome to the program.
I'm looking forward to having this conversation. Thanks for having me.
Josh, the Down on the Farm Gala is a special event that is near and dear to you and your family. You do it on your own personal farm. But for those listening today that may not know about you, you're very respected in the Madison area in here in Wisconsin, but you've had quite a journey in your faith journey. So give us a little synopsis of that first.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been a card-carrying Christian my whole life, right? Raised Lutheran, raised very well on that front. But as I was an adult, I wouldn't say until I'm 43 right now, until I was about 35 in 2016, that I would say I got a heart transplant for the Lord with my time, talent, and resources. And from that point forward, everything started to change, including my just where we spent our money, how I wanted to devote my career and beyond. And so a lot of what is going on in our lives today, including the gala, had its origins 8 years ago in 2016 in this change of heart at that point in time. And it was nothing more than the Lord. I can pinpoint the exact moment. So and so that's like the origin of it. And then moving towards the gala, we moved out to our property in 2020. And as I was walking the property when we first moved in, I was just talking to God, walking around, and it was like talking to a friend. And he's like, "What do you want to do out here?" And I want to raise money. And he's like, "Well, I sold you a multi-million-dollar property." Now, those listening, we do not live on a multi-million-dollar property, but I knew right away what that meant is we were going to raise a lot of money on that property. So I'm like, "Well, God, how are we going to do that?" And he's like, "I don't know. What's your idea?" So it's a very interesting casual conversation with a friend and father, if you will, and just invented the idea right there of, well, we like hosting, so why not doing a gala on the property? Mm-hmm. That's its genesis.
Wow. And my wife, Jeannie, and I have had the privilege of being at your place and going to an event there, and it is something that it's hard to describe because it's truly on the farm. It's music, it's great food, it's fellowship, it's farm animals. But it's also a get-together to raise awareness and raise resources for very worthy organizations. And you've done a great job with that over the years in helping a number of different nonprofits. So this event is coming up September 21st, and this latest Farm Gala event has a very special person and group that you want to help. And so tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so this started 2 years ago at a Stonecroft dinner by Barb and Tom Hoffner, where I heard this gentleman named Bill Schultz give a very short promo on a thing called the Miracle League of Dane County that he was involved with. And he was not the featured speaker. This is going back 2 years now. And I listened to it. I was moved by it. And then I just put it out of my mind for over a year. And then as I felt it move on my heart for our next gala, I was praying to God of like, "Who's this for?" Because the first two, he clearly inspired and gave clear direction. And as clear as I'm talking to you right now, Mike, he's like, "Miracle League of Dane County." Now, remember back, I didn't have a background on them. I'd never even been to their website. All I heard was this man a year prior talk for 3 minutes. And we interviewed him. And from that point, you could just see like the movement of God. Like, this was very important at that moment in time financially for them and to raise awareness and beyond like that. So I think I drifted away from our question on this or whatever
else.
Well,
yeah, and a lot of people may not know the Miracle League provides an opportunity for handicapped and challenged children to be able to play baseball with their families and enjoy that experience and that camaraderie of being active in a sports venue. There is a beautiful retrofitted ball diamond in Cottage Grove where they can participate and play all summer. And they do such a great job, but there's always more resources and volunteers needed. And so to raise the banner of what they're about is really something.
So one thing that drew my attention to it is when he started this in 2021, he had 80 kids. And when you look today, they're up, I believe, north of 350 kids. The stadium is booked out. they have adults now with disabilities that want to start a league. And something that I didn't know, many people listening may not even know about them either, is because we don't have handicapped kids in our family, I frankly have not had a lot of exposure to it. But after going to a game, watching the kids, meeting the parents, I was blown away by how important this is to the children in their lives. It is something they look forward to all year long. They wear their jerseys all year long. It is deeply important. Now, it is not a faith-related nonprofit, but that doesn't stop us at all. There is God's handiwork with these kids in the spirit. It's for the families. It's just so important. And so as they've grown and they need a second field, that's where we started to converge on this idea. And that's where I knew God was moving us, because there's more. They have needs today to keep the doors open, so to speak. But there is something more needed. They need a second field. They need more support. They need more awareness to make that happen. So
we're talking to Josh Couric today on InSpirit Radio about the Down on the Farm Gala coming up September 21st. And the event starts at 4 p.m. And all the details at our website at inspiritradio.online. Josh has been gracious enough to join us today and share a little bit about this event. And for those who have not been to the event, I gave kind of the snapshot, but you could give a more in-depth thing, because you and your family have really thought this through with valet parking and great food and all kinds of ways of providing fellowship and music. And so tell us about this year's event.
So we based the whole event around what would we want to do. And we love having fun, and we wanted to be non-traditional. And of course, we have our venue as a country property, so it's not a ballroom. It's nothing in Madison like that. There's no knock on that. It's just, this is completely different. And just recognizing, I like to be entertained. Most people want to be entertained while accomplishing good works. And so it is themed around entertainment almost on the front end, but with the middle component and seriousness of the program mixed within it, tucked in there. So we're running the boundary. My whole thing is I want to run the boundary of emotions for people, of entertainment to the point of just really pulling at the heart and the spirit for the deep need of what we got, but then ending the evening on a highlighted note on with the music, with the band we have, bringing us back into just the a culture of positivity and entertainment. So the front end, we have very unique games, and we're going to amp it up even more this year. So it's around, based around kind of adult play, if you will, competitive games. And then in the middle is tucked our program, our dinner, our guest speaker, who's going to be Bill Schultz of the Miracle League. And then we end it with, we've got a phenomenal band to end the night away. And we'll have a campfire out there. It's all under a big tent. It's like the circus comes to town.
Oh, fun on the farm really is a good synopsis of the whole thing. And Josh, I know that an event like this is become bigger and bigger every year. So it's become more and more of a challenge, not just for you, but your family, your volunteers, your whole group. So tell us a little bit about, if we want to come out, how can we get tickets? If you need some more sponsors, how can those folks go about reaching out to you? What exactly do you need?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm a working man, and my wife works and takes care of our kids. So, you know, this isn't our full-time job, right? And we have no overhead, meaning our family funds this event completely. So if someone buys a ticket or sponsors, all the money goes to the cause. I find that important to kind of address. I know that's also kind of unique in the world we're in. So we actually don't seek sponsorship and support for food or anything like that. But what we do need is, we need people to, I love the statement, come and see. Just come and bear witness to what we're doing. Come and bear witness to learn about this organization, become part, just get, come in the boat, pull in your oars, and just go down the river with us in this. Now, that may mean for many folks I'm talking to, they want to come out and check it out. So that's one thing. You buy a ticket, you show up. Yes, sponsorships and so forth, we're here to raise money. So it becomes very helpful to have more sponsors. We honor them. We have that very laid out for sponsorship, how we're going to honor them with online presence, the night of the event, and things going into media that we're sending out prior to the event as well. So we're going to do our best to honor it. But the big thing might be just come and see.
Awesome. And the website, to get more information, reach out, touch base with you. How can folks go about that?
I would highly recommend visiting downonthefarmgala.com. It has a great video of the why behind our family. Great photos. regarding previous events and just what this will look like for you, and then more about the organization and how you can get involved right there on the website.
Down on the Farm Gala, coming September 21st to southern Wisconsin, the Brooklyn area, just south of Madison. And we've been talking with Josh Corrick today about this event. Once again, all the details about this are on our events page at inspiritradio.online. Josh, we're so glad to partner with you folks. God bless you, and we look forward to a very special event coming up in just a few short days.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Take care.